At 7:20, it's Thursday, day, well, it's the weekend eve.
That's right. It's right around the corner.
Did we mention that the Red Raiders won?
They beat number 12, Baylor.
82-72. Good job, Tub. Good job, men. That's something we've been waiting for. You know, snapping out of a, we dumped the last six. Now, I'm not saying they were all crummy games or anything.
No.
You know, but, I mean, it's kind of nice to, you know, pull the nose of the plane up before you hit the ground beating number 12.
Right.
You know, if you got to do it, that just makes it a little more sweeter.
Yeah. Kind of an exciting night last night.
All right. Let's go to Justice of the Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4 candidate Gary Vaughn. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good.
Would you like headphones?
Oh, yeah. We didn't offer you.
I did not give you your headphones.
So way to go, Laura.
She was reading latest news.
All right.
Okay, Gary. Let's try that again. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Just tell us about Gary Vaughn, who you are, and where were you born, man? Where'd you come from?
Oh, you don't want to know where I was born. Just where I'm from.
Okay.
Actually, I was born in Ohio.
Okay.
And as soon as I got old enough to get out, I left, and I've not been back.
We'll forgive you for
that. I didn't forget anything up there.
Yeah, so. I was from the Midwest, too, and I'd rather live in the South. So.
Yes, it's warmer here. Yeah. It's nicer. I don't do snow. But my name is Gary Vaughn. I've been married for 23 years to my wonderful wife, Alice. I have two biological children, and 21 years ago, Alice and I adopted a newborn baby. Oh. We raised him there in shallow water. I've got five grandchildren, and three of them are being raised right there in shallow water. They think they're raised, but they're not yet. I got two grandsons. They were raised in Amarillo and here in Lubbock. Kind of a work history thing. I've been in retail positions, worked there some. I owned and managed a trucking service for a while. My biggest thing is public service, though. I started in public service in 1976.
Okay.
I did 2 years with the Plainview Fire Department, then I moved up here to Lubbock. I did 23 years with the Lubbock Fire Department, and I retired as an engine company officer.
That would be 23 plus 2 is 25.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm still active with the fire department. I'm an honorary member of their honor guard. I still go out and do services and stuff with them, post colors, things like that. So I'm still active there. I go to the Fallen Firefighter Memorial every year in Colorado with them. So we still stay involved. I started with EMS in 1989.
Now, currently, you are with you were in charge of EMS in shallow water.
Shallow water, yeah, that's okay. Correct. I'm the director out there. Okay. Have been for 12 years.
Okay.
But I went out there in 94, and it was a volunteer service. So for 6 years, I was a volunteer out there. Then we went to a paid service, and I worked on and off. I kind of tried to retire there. I did three terms on the city council out there, and service kind of went downhill, and the mayor contacted me and asked me if I'd come back and run the service again, and I told him I would interim, and that was in June of 2009. And I'm still there. So,
so much for that interim part, right?
Yeah, interim was pretty long. We're still working on that issue. So that's kind of where I've been and what I've done.
Yeah, interesting. Is that EMS? What's all involved in the directorship of EMS? I mean, because I know that people have emergency medical services, you know, paramedics, things like that. Do you ever go on calls, or is your position currently like administrative?
Well, it's currently administrative, but that was just my choice. Up until January 1st, my deal with the city on my agreement was that I would work so many shifts a month and do the administration stuff too.
Wow.
So I did pull shifts on the truck as well as administration. Obviously, I was in control of the budget and control of the hiring and firing of the employees and things like that. So it was just a dual role thing, yeah. But starting January 1st, I told them I'm getting too old to lift cots and 300-pound patients, and that's what we got them young guys in the fire department for. So I'm doing administration.
So let me do the math here. You had 2 years, 23 years, 25 plus 7. Is that right? So a total of 32 years in that type of service?
If we went that way, yeah. Some of it was concurrent now.
Okay.
From 89 to 2003, I worked both places. I worked EMS and fire. Because fire department, you work 24, you're off 48.
Right.
So those 48 hours, my wife said, get out of the house, go do something. For 5 years, I worked a 24-hour shift each place. I worked at 24 at the fire department, I was off 12. I worked at 24 at EMS, and I was off 12, and I went back to the fire department. So
keeps you out of her hair.
Yeah.
And then when I got remarried, well, we rethought that process and did things different.
Well, tell us why you're wanting to run for Justice of the Peace.
You know, in my public safety career, I've made a lot of decisions out there, and all these decisions had a direct impact on people's lives. And I feel like with that knowledge that I've gained, that I'm would probably be able to listen to these people's issues and weigh out the facts and see what's going on with them and probably make a good decision based on what the law says. I think decision making is a big part of it. I don't want to leave anything else out. I think I can be fair to these folks and give them a good answer for the issues that are going on with them. I don't want to use my personal feelings or my opinions. I just need to go by what the law says and listen to the facts and get a good decision for them. I think I can do those things for them.
Is there anything that you've done currently in preparation for running? How did your filing actually come about?
A couple of people contacted me and asked me if I'd been watching it, and of course I'd heard it on the news and stuff. And I, you know, they said, "Have you ever thought about that?" I said, "Because you know, we think you would be good at that." And I thought, well, I mean, I know what goes through the JP court, what kind of cases they handle and stuff, but I really don't know the JP part of it. So I got with Bob Blackburn, who was 16 years the JP in Precinct 4, and visited with him. He lives there in Shallow Water. He visited with me a couple days, and we talked about all the things that he did and all the things that the court does. And he felt like I would be a good fit, too. So at that time, it wasn't open, so I was going to go in as a write-in. And then when it reopened up, then I was able to get on the ballot. But Bob Blackburn was a big instigator in getting me to go ahead and run.
When you say you were going to go in as a write-in, let me ask you, because they did open this up. When Jean Ann pulled out. But going in as a write-in, did you have a deadline, or could you? What was the deadline for actual write-in?
No, the write-in, my understanding was that you could write in as the ballot when the voting, just before the voting started. You would just go in and sign up as a write-in, and then folks would see you there. But the problem with that is obviously you don't get your name out much,
right.
And it's a tough deal to win for sure.
Hey, Gary, Gary Vaughn, Precinct 4 candidate, Justice of the Peace. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You bet.